A plane and some birds. What better way to start a podcast? Who needs a studio, Anna Mangan?
We never needed one, did we? It wouldn't be our podcast without some birds and a plane, would it?
I know.
People wouldn't know we were here.
Right, I think I need you to go on my left because my arms can't crisscross. Like,
do you ever get that? I felt like, you know, if someone ever slept in your side of the bed, like I felt, do you know what I mean? That felt out of kilter, didn't
someone?
It? No, but you know,
who are you referring to? You've been married for a long time.
No, but you know, if Phil got in my side of the bed or Daisy got in my side of the bed, I can't sleep. I'm out of kilter. I felt like we were on the wrong sides then. People will know what I mean. Like, you know, if someone sits in your chair or gets your cup. Anyway, good. Good afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are. Welcome to the podcast. I'm talking rubbish again.
So we have got our trainers on and we have just set off from my house. We're going to have a little walkabout. We're walking down a one-way street, which is going to end in a cul-de-sac. But that's okay because I've not really walked down this way very much. So that's kind of the point, because we're exploring new potentials and walking to new places.
Oh, like it. Anybody think you produce a podcast there, Claire? Do you know what I've noticed? We're not shy and retiring in our colour. You've got bright orange trainers on. I've got bright blue. Look at the colour of my pink jumper.
I mean, enjoying that our feet are in sync.
I know.
We're marching. Oh, no, you broke it.
Oh, no. Do you remember the programme The Bill?
Left, right.
Do you remember the programme The Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the start of that with the police officers walking?
Yes.
I feel like we're doing that. Me and my sister used to practice that. Anybody that used to watch The Bill, just think about the feet. That's what we're doing now. Anyway, welcome to a podcast.
Now then.
Not about feet.
June and July, we are obviously looking a little bit closer into body magic. And trying to kind of have ways to be more firm. But also, I think we've done a lot of Zoom interviews this year. So maybe we're like, can we just get out and it just be us two?
I like getting out.
And just be silly.
Yeah. It's what we've made our bread and butter out of, isn't it? Well, just walking and being silly.
Exactly. So you may have noticed it kind of slipped onto the radar. We thought quite quietly, actually. But there's a new step challenge, which Slimming World announced in the features for members on the Slimming World app. And it's called, is it called Walk the World?
Yes.
Or maybe I just made that up because I needed a title and I'm running out of episode titles. But anyway, it's a your get started step challenge. And I really think this is quite an interesting one because we've done so many different walking challenges, haven't we?
We have.
But this one I think really works if you're a lapsed walker.
Yes.
If that's right. If you are a regular walker or you're someone who just needs distracting to actually just get started.
Yeah, or have a focus. Like sometimes you need like a purpose to do, and if you doing the steps challenge is a purpose, that could be a really good fun way to do it. Could also get other people involved, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the what I always enjoy about Slimming World is Slimming World knows how to do a great infographic.
They are very good.
If anybody needs distracting, if anybody needs a tick list or beautiful colours or words like fabulous and gorgeous, Slimming World is your go-to for that.
Yeah, when you become a Slimming World consultant, you have to add those two words into your vocabulary if you didn't have them before, fabulous and gorgeous. Just listen out if you've got an in-person consultant or you see us online. We all say it quite a lot.
Right, so this, you can find it. We'll put a link on the episode description for you to visit the article. I've got something on my shoe and it's really annoying.
Oh, no.
I think I've got it off.
Okay.
We've got a link to this feature that we're looking at. It talks through what the step challenge is. It has that beautiful kind of map, really, of the milestones that we're working through. And there's no set date on this. It's not so many steps by. It really is just to encourage like the habit of walking.
Yeah.
And you know, for even if you think about it, if you're walking, hang on, let me make sure I've got this right. If you walk 15 minutes three times a week, then you could get your bronze body magic award.
For 4 weeks, you've got to maintain it. Yeah.
Yeah,
that is your bronze. So
that I think is something that's worthwhile. I come back.
I started.
Even as a lapsed, I find that of all the types of movement, everyday movement is sometimes the one that I lack the most.
Yeah, it's the one I find the easiest to do is the everyday movement, rather than I struggle with getting to a class, doing a yoga class or following a video. Whereas if it's just the physical action of walking, you can kind of fit that into your life. And how I start was building it up in 5-minute blocks. I don't think ever ever underestimate the power of walking, because it's so good physically but mentally, isn't it? And the things you see, the smells you smell, the sights you hear, it's just an all sense involving activity, isn't it?
Sense involving.
Yes, an all sense involving. All your senses are
sensory.
Involved.
Yeah. It's a sensory experience.
Yes, I mean, or an all sense involving activity.
Yeah. All sense involving.
But it is, isn't it? Like,
look, how many senses can you name?
Smell, touch, taste, sight, sound. I don't know. That's about as much.
Is there seven?
I don't.
Oh no,
five.
Is it the sixth sense?
Sixth sense is the sixth sense. So there's five plus
okay,
that
right.
six.
Okay, so we've got them.
There you go.
Right. So there's the all sense involving aspect.
Do you know what I like about this? Infographic. I've only just worked out what infographic actually means.
It's a fancy poster,
isn't it? But the mini motivation boosters, like giving you little things to do, like night owl, complete 1,000 steps after sunset. Weather warrior, walk at least 5,000 steps in the rain. I mean, no thank you. If it is raining, I am going inside and getting on my walking pad.
Come on.
Oh no. You say this to me, there's no such thing as bad weather, there's bad clothes. No, I don't like the rain, let alone walking in
it. Can I explain why I love walking in the rain sometimes, not always? Now, if you know you're going to go home and you can have a hot shower and your tea's ready and you haven't got to cook it, it's not that bad. But also, I remember I used to do it this job and it drove me crazy. I worked with some colleagues who were just, I don't even know how to say what they were politely.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, and so I used to live in a place called Leamington Spa.
Did
near
you?
Coventry, yeah, loved it.
Oh, beautiful.
And
place.
When I was mad, I would put my shoes on at night and I'd walk. You can walk from one end of the town to the other in about 45 minutes. And I would just walk in the pouring rain, stomping. And walking in the rain just allowed me to get rid of my anger.
Yes. So I think walking in the rain is a very different setup if you haven't got things to do. Now, I'm a frizzy haired girl. So the
just
rain.
Just put your hood up.
No.
There's no such thing as bad weather.
No.
Only bad clothing.
I just said that before. And it's not about
it's
putting
true.
My hood up. Frizzy haired people will know. No hood is going to protect you from the moisture getting in. I think it is if it's raining and I've got something to do. Like, I like dancing in the rain. I like dancing in the rain with Daisy in the garden if I can get in a hot shower. So it's finding what works for you. Walking in the rain, 5,000 steps, is not going to work for me.
Come on, but it's like, you know, it's just ticking these things off.
Yeah.
I like a good tick list. And I think
you do.
The variety of these, of, you know, 1,000 steps, complete 1,000 steps after sunset.
Like that.
So I think for some people, they're not quite sure how long 1,000 steps would be. It might actually be that just walking, maybe 15, 20 minutes could get you 1,000 steps. So
half a mile, isn't it?
We're not talking too much, probably, by the time, well, what are we up? We're 8 minutes into this podcast now. So you're probably on, what, maybe 800? I've not looked at my...
Oh, I haven't even looked at my...
Not even started my smartwatch. Oh, God, it's not going to be on Strava.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because when you're doing it to get the numbers up, it's that you don't always enjoy the surroundings. So I think this is about finding the balance, like enjoying the walk and let the steps clock up rather than worrying about the steps and not enjoying the walk. So I used to really stress myself out, like I had to get 10,000 steps and it almost felt like a bit of a punishment.
Yeah, it's a chore, it's another thing to do.
Exactly, but the moment you go, I'm going for a lovely walk, and then at the end of it go, oh, how many steps did I do? That's a different sensory experience to 10,000 steps, I've got to march and I've got to do this. So finding that joy, whether you like walking outside, you like doing it inside, you want to do it, you know, in a park, somewhere different. It's finding that thing that will allow you to make it a habit rather than it be a chore. It's something you look forward to. I really look forward to my walks to the shop, going round the shops or round the park with days. I'm not a hill fell walker like you are. I'm more of a flat walker, somewhere with some sort of caffeine at the end of it. But it's finding whatever motivates you to get moving, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's trying not to limit yourself as well.
Yes.
I'm just going to stop, right? Because we're all about what can we see. Now, there's a bird that's flying just across the river to us there.
Oh.
That is a dipper. And they're amazing little birds. They've got white bellies.
Oh.
And, like, they're mostly brown. and they're constantly putting their bum in the air because they're dipping to eat insects and stuff in the water. And they're rarely, really seen around here, and it would just flew straight
past. Oh my gosh! If I was going to come back as a bird, I'd be a dipper sticking my bum in the air to get fed. I like the sound of that.
Let me just find my list. Oh no, it's flicked onto a different article.
Can I just say something about the sound though? The gravel, right? Right. I love this sound. I find this sound so therapeutic. And when I was little, there was a park we used to go to with the gravel, and I used to walk for hours on it because I just loved the sound. So this has sparked so much joy in me and bringing so much memories of the gravel.
Well, that's funny you say that, you know, been doing me sound therapy stuff these days. You know, it's another hat that I wear, and that's where, you know, for me, I can now take the time to tune into, okay, so what birds can we hear?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the feel and the sound of that crunch. The water, we're quite here. Should we just listen to it? Have a little bit of a... I find being next to rivers and water in generally, I mean, it's so proven... scientifically, the neuroscientists say that being next to water is instantly going to switch you from your sympathetic to your parasympathetic system. That means you go from fight or flight, if you had a crazy day at work and you're being go, 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 and it's going to switch you to your parasympathetic, which is all about the rest and digest.
Right.
And what are we all here for, people?
Rest and
to
digest.
Lose some weight and improve our digestion. And it's just, you know, like the power of just spending... water. 10 minutes by trees, 10 minutes by water. It's unbelievable. So if you are fortunate to have those wild spaces, you know, watery spaces near you, hunt them out, you know, make sure you're safe and it's not too late at night and all that, but find them and spend the time by them. You don't have to do anything specifically. You don't have to start hugging trees or stroking them or wading in the water. You just need to be near it. And it can make such a difference.
The birds there
are relentless.
Oh my God. It's the only problem is with water and me, I need to make sure I've gone to the bathroom first because
that sound,
I don't know whether it's because I'm a
water there.
Oh my God, but I'm a perimenopausal woman. That sound is making me think of the bathroom. It's interesting, isn't it? But I always go to water when I'm feeling, whether it's a bath, a shower, finding somewhere. It's such a calming space, isn't it? What about things like we're walking up some steps now. Like, I used to really avoid walking up hills or anything like that because I didn't like, when I had a lot of weight, to lose the experience. But now I'm a lot fitter. It's something, you know, if there's a hill, I see it as a challenge and an enjoyment. I almost use it as something to aim for. Have you found your walking experience as your weight has dropped has got a lot more exciting?
I think well, a good barometer, I think, for many of us, one of the first signs when we realise we really need to do something about our weight might be that we're struggling to walk upstairs.
Yes, big thing for me.
You know, just even being out and about, walking, doing your shopping.
Yeah.
Running after the kids, maybe, or something like that. And so that's like the kind of maybe initial wake-up call that people see. But, you know, many of us don't live in flats. Maybe we do live in houses. There will be stairs, maybe even at a place of work. If we're visiting, even in a hospital or something, there are always stairs
shopping
available.
Centers, yeah.
But it's really interesting how when you become a bigger person, you start to maybe delete some of these and you just think,
avoid.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
And I think what this opportunity allows you to do is break that down. You know, I was looking at doing that with my mom, for instance. She doesn't like stairs, and where she lives now, she lives in a flat, but there are stairs for the fire exits. And so she broke it down and she just did one floor going down, saw what the stairs were about, and then she maybe do one floor going up. And they're broken into two sections on each floor.
Oh, good.
So there's spaces to rest.
Ah.
And I think it's like, no one's here to kind of say you need to do all the stairs and do it as quick as possible.
No.
It's about, I often kind of break things into tens. Like when I'm doing really long hill walking days, sometimes when I'm really, really tired, and you do go through different waves of, I've got loads of energy, I'm really tired.
Yeah.
I break it down into, like, I don't know, I've walked to the sound of a song in my head.
Oh,
like,
I get it.
Right, just to entertain myself.
Right.
You just get an earworm, which is like a song stuck in your head. And then the other one is, I just count to 20 and tell myself at the end of 20 I can take a break.
Yeah, then
do another 20. And quite often you just get in a rhythm because it's just a distraction.
A bit like couch to 5K, isn't it? You're just the 30 second mark, isn't it? It's allowing yourself to break it down so that it's achievable for you.
Well, the other thing I think is quite cool, you know, when you start logging your body magic onto the planner.
Yes.
On the app, you have to kind of select which one you've done. I mean, you can hook up your smartwatch as well.
Your own list, can't you?
But you'll notice that if you put walking or hill walking has a strength thing next to it.
Yes.
So once you start getting in the regular practice of walking up hills, then you can actually find that you're not just doing everyday movement or you know, general walking, you're actually doing strength training, which we're going to do another episode about anyway.
Yeah.
And I found that quite interesting because I was someone that kind of thinking, right, how can I build maybe strength into my workout? And that way you're really getting the heart going, but you're having to use the power in your legs, in your hamstrings, in your glutes to kind of pull you up, you know? And then when you're coming down hills, equally, that's where maybe your knees might ache a little bit more because you're using your quads, the muscles at the front of your legs, as brakes.
Yeah.
So I actually use walking poles when I go on long distance walks because, you know, I mean, we're not exactly in Scotland here in the Peak District, but there are still some very big hills.
Yeah.
And I kind of took away this old fantasy I had in my head of, well, they're for old people or people, you know, who aren't... I only just go in, or I don't know, you can hear all the kind of
the
nonsense.
Negative speech.
Yeah. And I just thought, do you know what? I met this young guy when I was out walking one day. He must have been barely older than 20, and he had these walking poles. And I said, so what, how can we use him walking poles? And what do you get out of using them? And he was like, they just mean it's a full body workout. So I'm working my arms, my shoulders. I'm like spreading the weight over the whole of my body.
Yeah.
And also it just protects my knees and my joints when I'm going down. And the speed, he said, I can move so much quicker than when I'm just struggling, just pushing on my own legs.
Wow, isn't it fascinating?
And so I think, you know, there will be lots of people listening to this with a variety of different mobility challenges. And I think that's, you know, it's just about kind of looking at things with a new curiosity. Sometimes using props or whatever they might be can be seen culturally as a weakness, and I'm here to say that's absolute rubbish. And we know that people who are in wheelchairs, in crutches, whatever the circumstances, they're still living healthy, active lives.
Well, look at me. So, you know, I'm off the back of having a severe spinal injury in 2009, you know, spinal reconstruction in 2011, and if you told me I'd be walking 5 to 7 miles a day, I'd tell you go away. So actually it's not limiting yourself to what your head says. I've had to take it really steady, and I know there's certain things that my spine just can't do, but it's finding what you can do. And that's what steps and walking has really helped me, is to believe in my body as well, but also understanding to listen to my body, not trying to push through just because I should. And that's why the Body Magic program is so key, because it allows you to build it up consistently and at a pace that kind of you set and you enjoy. I think the biggest thing is enjoyment, isn't it? Because if you're hating it, you know, you're not going to do it. But I love a walk with my mates, or love just going for a walk on my own, or, you know, taking days to the park. Finding things that fit in your life that you know you can make happen consistently would be my piece of advice.
Yeah, you know, and whilst this is a step challenge, I think you can easily, if walking isn't your thing, or that's not possible for the hours that you work and the times of day and maybe your mobility, there will be something else that you can replace the word step with. I mean, what I really do like about this is the idea that it takes you from someone who is a super starter of 1,000 steps all the way up to what, savvy stepper, natural wanderer, weekend warrior, marathon mover, gold getter, coast to coast, grand adventure, California dream, the magic million. I mean, this, I think, really represents like my journey with walking as someone who didn't have a car for 8 years. So when I signed up with your group, actually, Anna, I didn't have a car, so I had to get a lift. And I was kind of pootling a little bit on my bike and walking, using public transport, but it wasn't really a lot. And I suppose I kind of had limited myself When I then started building up my body magic and doing more walks, I didn't really have a lot of knowledge of where I was walking and what I was doing, but I just started building it up. And it was really interesting that a couple of weeks ago, it's amazing what limitations you put on your own mind. Yeah. Like, you could be like, wow, these people who go and do these walking trips where, you know, they're walking for 20 days all in one go, and, you know, they're carrying the backpacks and the tents. And I had had a really big blocker about a little mountain in the Peak District.
A little mountain. I love the way she says that. I've seen your little mountains.
No. But the thing is, it's not a mountain.
Oh, it's a hill.
But it's a hill in the world's terms, because Scotland has got Ben Nevis. And
okay.
The Peak District's mountains are not really mountains.
They're still bloody-eyed.
Yes. And I had got a really clear block. I went for a walk with a group of women a few years ago, and we set off, and it was in winter, and we wanted to do sunrise view at the top of Kinderscout.
Oh, nice.
And we set off, and they were walking at a really fast pace. I was at the back. I had that feeling of I'm holding everyone up. I feel really slow and heavy. I'm not good enough to kind of keep up with them. And then we got to this point, and I'm not joking, it was up this massive hill, and it was just ice. It started snowing. And I just said to them, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And it was really, really difficult for me to say that in that moment.
Well done.
And one other girl decided to stay with me.
Oh,
and I turned around and retraced my steps.
Oh.
And I saw the other girls later, and they'd said, yeah, it was snow. There was no visibility. It was crazy. We were mad to do it. But since that point,
I had put a ceiling on,
yeah, I can't do this. And, you know, I've done loads of other walks and stuff since. But only 2 weeks ago, I set off from my house, packed a bag of food on my own, and had no intention, no destination. I just thought, I've got a day off. I just want to be out today.
Good for a wonder.
So I started walking, got to a local bit here known as Nat Hole. Then I went up to this place called Wormstones, and I had my walking poles with me, and I kept stopping to take snacks, photos. I was listening to the curlews, you know, I was watching the goldfinch and zip around me.
Curlews,
a migratory bird that comes to nest in the ground and the moors. And the sailors apparently don't like curlews, because if there's a curlew calling, it means there's going to be danger at sea. Anyway, I started kind of carry walking. I'm like, I kind of feel all right, actually. I'm going to keep going. So carry on going up to this place called Harry Hutt Trig Point. The Trig Point, you know, the white thing.
Yes.
That looks like a cone on the top of a hill.
Yes, you drop me that.
And I see this guy, and he's like, oh, right, you're going up to Kinder today. And I was like, I hadn't even thought about that, actually.
Did you know it was where you were heading?
I kind of knew. I could see it in the distance. And I thought, well, in my mind, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And so then I kind of thought, well, it's actually only 45 minutes away.
Only.
If I just take my time.
Enjoy the process.
Enjoy. I've got my drinks. I've got my snacks.
What were your snacks of choice?
Do you know what? It was a really good snack day. I had a pasta bake. I had a salad. Chickpea salad.
This is more fun.
I had some Baby Bell snacks.
Nice.
Plant-based Baby Bells. I had a hi-fi bar. Apple, apricot, plum.
It was
a really, really good food optimizing snacks.
Yeah.
And loads of water. I had 2 litres of water with me.
Oh, that's heavy to carry.
It was very heavy, but I had my walking poles and I just took my time. Before I knew it, I walked all the way up to Kinder. Onto the top, along, enjoyed the views, came back down, fell over a couple of times, but that's fine. And then I walked all the way to Hayfield, gloss up to Hayfield. It was a 14-kilometre walk. I'd spent 7 hours walking.
But you did it.
But I got through that blocker.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, that it took me to break it down, to take the pressure off myself, to keep being curious, and just break it down and have great snacks. I mean, all great walks involve brilliant snacks.
I think life just involves good snacks. If you've got good snacks, you're sorted, aren't you? You can get through anything.
Do you see how the map that's on this infographic kind of has that?
Breaking it down.
Breaking it down, the superstar down to the magic warrior, whatever, great adventure. I can't remember.
California dream is 750,000 steps, 375 miles. That's my dream. Go to California. If I can't do it realistically, I'm going to do it through my steps.
Yeah.
But having an aim, isn't it? And just chipping it, chicken it, chicking it off. taking it off day by day. And some days...
breaking it down.
Yeah, some days you may feel super strong and do more. Some days it may be less, but it's that... and I keep going back to it, it's that consistency. Because you said this when you started Body Magic, you used to go on a big walk and then think, oh, I hadn't done anything for a few days. It's doing that little bit each day, isn't it? Or, you know, three times a week, and then building it up to do the Body Magic and get those steps in. It will see a you see yourself forming a habit that just becomes so intrinsic in your life, you just do it, doesn't it? So I bet there's things you do now that you wouldn't have thought 8 years ago you'd be doing your whole life.
100%. Yep. You know, like in the last 6 months or so, I've always dabbled in yoga. I've dabbled in yoga as a bigger person, unable to touch my toes because my belly was too big.
Yeah.
You know, struggled with back ache, had to go to the acupuncture a lot when I was at my biggest weight. You know, doing back bends and stuff was just not possible. So I think actually yoga has been really good in terms of like strength base as well. Mm. But allowing that same kind of curiosity, I think, that walking does of, well, let's just try. Let's just see what's possible.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm trying to do things like shoulder stands, headstands, the crow. And, you know, I've never, ever dreamed. That's the type of stuff that you watch on social media and think, wow, like, I could never do that. But I think eventually, once you just keep turning up to do these things, and then the important thing is, even when you don't want to, becomes more enjoyable.
Yeah, but when something's a habit, you turn up even when you don't want to, because that's habitual and it's something you do, isn't it? You know, and it's remembering on, for every day that's hard, there'll be joy to come as well. So keeping going. I love this. If you could see what we're walking through, it's all the dandelion, what would you call it? Fluff. And it looks like just snow and icing sugar everywhere. It looks so beautiful. But we wouldn't have experienced that if we'd been sat on the sofa drinking a cup of tea, would we?
Hey, you know what? The other thing I thought about with the walk-in, there's like a few of us now, my Summerwood group, on Saturday mornings, we are the park walkers and tail walkers.
Yes, I love this.
So Saturdays, across most areas of the UK and Ireland as well, I think, park run happens either Saturday 9 or 9:30. I think it's a bit later in Scotland because of light. But yeah, it's so good fun. It's 5 kilometres, but quite often some of these things can be multi-lappers. So R1 in Glossop, for instance, which I volunteer part of to kind of keep running, we have 3 laps. So sometimes people will just come and do 1 lap the first time, then they'll maybe try and do 2, and then they just build up to the 3. And that's really great. And with that being like a tail walker, you never finish last. It's free. You can register if you want to, but if you don't want to, that's also okay. And I think that has allowed all of us outside of our group another time where we all get together.
Yeah.
And we have a chat and we laugh and we notice the small things, like this is talking about spot 5 animals, you know, noticing when the flowers come up, when they're just ready to open, then the next week they're open, and then the week after they're gone. But it's just noticing that kind of stuff.
Taking time.
That I think then allows that form of connection. It's building a community. It's all this stuff that just slowing down. Because, you know, we've done lots of podcasts about running, for instance. And when I stopped running and kind of focused more on the walking, social walking, that I think allowed me to kind of slow down, take the pressure off, and then have that enjoyment.
And it's finding that joy, isn't it? That's the absolute key, because, you know, we've walked for quite a while now and probably not even noticed that we've walked because we've been talking the whole way. And it's been fun to do. So finding where your fun is and finding how you can fit it into your lifestyle is really cool. And key, I've got a lot of people who work in hospitals, and at lunchtime they'll do laps of the hospitals to get their steps in, laps of the grounds, see how fast they can get from the liver department to the heart department, like giving themselves their own kind of little competition. So it's finding your way. But also I'd say, if you want to kind of get that camaraderie, reaching out to people around you, you know, if you're an in-group member, talking to people in your group, if you're an online one, getting on the community and finding that tribe that will help keep you motivated where maybe your motivation has waned a little.
Yeah, all right, well, we are coming up to the 29th minute of this podcast.
Okay.
So that's given you about 30 minutes of walking. Wow. Maybe this could be a podcast that you kind of keep in your back pocket so that you can use it to go for a walk with us in the future. 30 minutes. What? Is that getting on to like silver kind of sitch?
It is. If you've gone through bronze yet, it'd be a good one to work up for silver. But yeah, it's that I would say to anybody that needs a bit of motivation, start tracking your body magic so you can get those awards, because I found it getting those awards, maybe when my weight loss wasn't moving in the way, but psychologically I needed the support, is a great thing to do.
All right. So the credits are rolling. Have a look at the article. Have a look at the step challenge. Check out the sexy infographic. And I think we should do a video of us walking like the start of the bill on the gravel.
On the gravel.
Send us a photo wherever you're walking. Enjoy and see you later.
Bye for now.